It is time to take back the office of Attorney General and return it to the people, and that is exactly what I'm going to do as your next Attorney General. This is an opportunity that we've rarely had in Rhode Island to capture an office that affects so many of us. From protecting and defending those and standing up for those who've been the victims of violent crimes, to making sure that our state's rights itself is protected. For example, our 10th Amendment right. I will be there for the people of Rhode Island. When it came to the health care bill, despite the polls, I was the first one to stand forward and say that Attorney General Lynch should challenge that health care bill. We, of course, got the answer we expected from him. He called it a political scheme or a political tactic. I call it standing up for the people of Rhode Island and our state's rights, because that health care bill is trampling upon the individual rights of every Rhode Islander, and it's bad economic policy. It will cost us over $2.5 million in the first year. It may well cost us over $1 billion over 10 years. It's not right for our Constitution, and it's not right for our taxpayers.